Tyson, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'll take we'll just have some of the media here and they're going to ask you a few questions and I'll just call on them and if they have some of those for you. So we're just going to start out. I see Tony, you have your hand up, so why don't you start us off?
Hey Tyson, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Obvious first question. How did it feel to get back in the lineup? I know it's got to be tough to go out in the first game like that, but to get back in, you have to be excited to get back at it.
Oh yeah, right from this morning, I was excited. Even a week ago, I was asking the trainers to get back in the lineup, but they did their jobs and they did the right thing. So I was just happy to get back in there today.
And then just a quick follow-up. Were you able to watch some games while you were out, and what were you able to learn from watching the games the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, obviously I wasn't able to go to away games because of COVID, but I was able to watch them on my laptop at back in my apartment. But just the home games here, it's just watching. It's a lot different game than back in junior. So just picking off the things that like Cal does or some of the vets do is pretty neat. And it's learning really. Like Dale Hawerchuk always said, watching the game, just it's learning, free knowledge.
Thank you.
Joe, I see that you have a question. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Tyson. Congratulations on your return today and good performance. I was wondering what you thought were big takeaways from tonight's performance and the comeback win, what you thought the two biggest factors were in being able to battle and persevere to get this W.
I think just staying positive, really. I mean, the peeper kind of stunk tonight, but I think just being able to stay positive and not really think about that. I mean, we were winning, we were losing, and then just in the third there, we kind of stepped up our game, got more shots, and Cal had a nice tip, and we tied the game. And I think that's when we got the momentum, and we kind of took over there.
Awesome, thanks. And as a follow-up, I also had you mentioned the veterans and Cal O'Reilly. I know Isaac mentioned the great training staff coming back from injury. How pivotal is it to have that great of a veteran presence in O'Reilly, Kasha, even Wilson and Pouliot and others to be able to really hone in on them as you're coming back from injury?
Yeah, honestly, I just look up to them all. It's easy to study that. I mean, they've been playing, some of them have like 800 games played as a pro. So, I mean, everything, I just watch them and stare at them in the locker room, even, and just watch their game and pick up little things that, say, junior players wouldn't do.
Thank you. Have a good night, Tyson.
Thank you.
Amy, I see your hands up. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, Tyson. Kind of building on that, can you just talk a little, this is it's an odd year to begin with the pandemic, but this is a very unique situation that an experience that you're getting this year as far as hockey's concerned. Can you talk about what are the biggest things so far that you're really going to take away from this experience this year? If the OHL gets started and you end up going back.
Just how much harder I have to play, honestly. Like, it's like I noticed at Flyers camp and even here, how much stronger the guys are on the puck. I mean, junior, you can just lift their stick and you can take it and you have like a 2-on-1 or something. But here, everyone's super strong. Everyone's the same, really. So it's just working for your ice and working for your space to make plays. So just being a lot stronger.
Thank you.
Bob, you have a question? Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Tyson, how are you? Yeah, you looked pretty good out there. I didn't know what to expect from you in your first game back, but right from your first shift, it looked like you were flying. Did you kind of, I imagine you were probably pretty pleased with how you were moving out there too.
Not necessarily. I think I didn't have a bad game, but I still think there's a lot more I can give. I feel like it's going to take a little. Not probably one game to get back into things, really. I mean, practice doesn't really do the justice of playing in a 60-minute game, but all in all, I don't think I played too bad, but I know there's still more to give.
You know, when you took that injury February 6th, I think a lot of us who saw it thought this might be longer than a month. I mean, it's hard to tell on in the moment there, but what were your thoughts when that first happened and you knew you were in trouble?
I thought it was worse as well, right when it happened. I honestly couldn't feel my leg at all. I couldn't put any pressure on it or anything, and I was kind of nervous a bit. But then the trainers brought me in, and I think it just hit a nerve or something. And then it felt better when I was sitting there after 5 minutes. I wanted to go back on the ice for OT. I found out the boys tied it up, so I was hoping to go back out there because it didn't really hurt that bad the whole time, really. But the MRI showed I had a fracture, so the trainers made the right call and told me to wait till the next game and see or next practices or whatever. And then obviously I fractured something in there.
We hear fractured shin, and that sounds terrible, but then it's fractured shin. He'll be back in 4 weeks, and obviously you were skating a little bit before that, so I'm guessing it was kind of closest to a hairline and wasn't that bad of a fracture.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. I honestly don't really know. The trainers did everything for me.
How are you? It looks like you're acclimating really well at the pro level. I mean, before you were hurt at the very end of that game with 3 minutes left in Hershey, you look like a guy who's getting it. There's a lot to get when you're making this jump from the OHL to the AHL. But guys like you and Zaid Wisdom and Mason Millman, you're working at it, you're listening, you're correcting when you make a goof and you do it better the next time. It looks like you're really very much picking up on things.
Yeah, I think the coaching staff and honestly, just like I said before, the veterans on the team are helping us out a lot. We make a little mistake, we fix it. We're all, me, Millie, and Wiz are all here to learn. And we know if we're going to be here long, then we got to learn from the older guys. And so
we didn't know that this was going to happen. And certainly this is a very weird situation for how this came to be, but how much fun are you having here in this opportunity to get to play pro hockey, which, you know, a year ago, you maybe wouldn't have expected to be a 19-year-old playing in the AHL. How much fun are you having just getting this chance here with these guys?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's really fun. A bunch of the guys are living at the apartments there. Me and Wiz are living together, so that's a blast. But honestly, it's just been a great time, and I kind of hope the OHL doesn't start so we can stay here a bit longer.
I understand. Tyson, congratulations and welcome back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tyson, we have no more questions for you, so appreciate your time and have a great night.
Thank you. See you later, guys.